She was amazing. Paul had a vision. It's the kind of vision that made people want to act. He saw a man from Macedonia. The man was pleading with Paul to come and help. Macedonia. That's a place with a significant history relating to Greece. Philip of Macedon and his son Alexander the Great were great military leaders. 300 years before Paul, Alexander the Great left Macedonia to conquer with military force new lands, including Greece. The vision Paul had brought him back to that place, bringing peace. See, Jesus doesn't come to conquer by military might. Jesus comes in peace and good news. Paul was going to Macedonia to bring the good news of Jesus in peace. Paul was like the anti-Alexander. So Paul woke up and he said it was time to head to Macedonia. And after traveling through Troas, Samothrace, and Neapolis, they came to Philippi, named for Philip, Alexander the Great's father. There they encountered Lydia, a worshiper of God. And Lydia was amazing. She loved God. She ran a business. She appreciated purple. She listened eagerly. I wish we would all do that. She was the head of her household. Now, this doesn't happen in ancient Greece. It doesn't happen in the Bible. Women are not heads of household. It just says she was the head of household. How do we know that? When she and her household were baptized. And her household. Come and stay at my house. Yeah. She offered hospitality to strangers. She was persistent. She heard. She believed. And after that, and after she and her household were baptized, pretty sure they started telling others about what they'd experienced. And what had they experienced? Women, men, children, everyone started hearing about Jesus because of this extraordinary woman. Lydia reached out to and provided food and shelter to Paul. And he was a troublemaker. He'd been kicked out of various cities, beaten and imprisoned for what he preached. God's love and welcome to those who are usually on the margins is evident in today's reading. You see, no one told Lydia, or it seems that way, no one told Lydia that running a business in a household was men's work. No one told Lydia that men are the ones who get all the recognition and leadership when it comes to following Jesus. The early Christians were continuing to learn that God's neighborhood everywhere is for all. And we forget that. Lydia built a successful business, and she was hospitable to people and offered what she had. The small faith community of women where Lydia offered this hospitality themselves lived on the margins. They were in the occupied territory. Many of them had fled persecution and danger to be where they were. Many of us here don't know the experience of fleeing for our children's safety. But we know it's a reality, right? From Central America, from Syria, Afghanistan, South Sudan, Myanmar, Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, women and children are fleeing death threats. We now have the most refugees globally since World War II. And, all right, contrary to statements made by someone, the U.S. isn't full. The hospitals aren't full. The only border crisis existing has been manufactured. The current rhetoric coming out of Washington and the actions of government officials has led to an unprecedented number of separated families and a sense of terror and fear among immigrant communities. And I know the most common excuse to discriminate against those who are undocumented is that they're here illegally. Tired of that one. Other excuses include calling any immigrant with brown skin a drug dealer, rapist, or terrorist. Is it necessary to demonize? For some people, I guess it is, but it's harmful. It's harmful to the human condition to do garbage like that. What's necessary? It's necessary to care for all. One way we can do that is by following the example of Lydia, a worshiper, a head of household, a business operator. She reached out with hospitality to strangers, some of them troublemakers. She ran a business. She was generous. She listened eagerly for God's leading. She followed Jesus' call to love God and one another with the same passion that she worshiped God before ever hearing of Jesus, I think. It's just the character of what you see there in Lydia. Lydia's an inspiration. Yeah. Well, there was a very short song written in the 1950s by a young child who grew up to be the artist Larry Norman. It provides the very beginning to this song, and it's inspired by Lydia. I'm going to sing a song. Last Sunday here, then you have to listen to my music for the next 11 weeks. But you got to listen today. And if you want to sing along, you're welcome to, but you don't know the words yet. But it's in the style of a whiny 1950s ballad. And I'm changing the key to C, Kevin. Can't get it. That's good. Oh, Lydia, I love you so. Give hospitality to folks that you don't know. You work with the rich folk and poor folk too. Oh, Lydia, oh, I love you. Oh, Lydia, I love you so. Give hospitality to folks that you don't know. You work with the rich folk and poor folk too. Oh, Lydia, how I love you. You love and worship the sincerely, I know. Your home in Philippi is where I'll go. Oh, Lydia, I love you so. Give hospitality to folks that you don't know. You work with the rich folk and poor folk too. Oh, Lydia, how I love you. You don't let society's rules become a bother. You live those important to love God and one another. Oh, Lydia, I love you so. Give hospitality to folks that you don't know. You work with the rich folk and poor folk too. Oh, Lydia, you're the one that I look up to. Oh, Lydia, I love you so. Give hospitality to things that you don't know. You work with the rich folk and poor folk too. Oh, Lydia, how I love you. Oh, Lydia, how I love you. Oh, Lydia, how I love you. Yeah, you liked it too, didn't you? Oh, Lydia, example. She's a worshiper, a mother, businesswoman. That example calls us to do better. She reached out in hospitality to strangers. She ran a business. She was generous. She listened eagerly for God's leading. I really do believe that she followed Jesus' call to love God and one another with the same passion that she worshipped God before ever hearing about Jesus. She didn't let different status, ideas, dreams, any of the things folks use to divide, keep her from being a person of kindness, generosity, and love. Lydia's example calls us to be better. A caring community of Christ. A people of prayer and action. A beacon of hope, justice, and peace. We are together. Amen.